Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, last week, if you remember correctly, we talked about vomiting. Well, we're going to move to the other end today and we're going to talk about diarrhea. What are the reasons for diarrhea? Well, one of the big ones is eating something bad. What does that mean? Well, something rotten, canned food that's left out too long can do it. The dead bird out in the yard after the lightning storm. Anything that has had a chance to decompose or change can cause diarrhea. Change in your food can cause it. And I ask that of people and they say, well, I bought the same brand for years. Well, you know what? The manufacturer can actually change the formula in that food if they choose to. The only thing they have to do is put it on the label. And you say, well, they wouldn't do that. Well, when was the last time you read the label on your dog food? I have trouble getting people to tell me what brand they use, let alone what's in it. Keep an eye on that, because they can change. The price of corn goes up, they can take the corn out and put some wheat in it or something. That can cause diarrhea. Allergy or intolerance to food, just like vomiting, it can cause diarrhea as well. Just keep in mind that almost all those things can do it. One of the things that I find, particularly with diarrhea, is poor quality food. I had a dog in today. I asked what they fed. They told me. I knew right away it was the food. It's one of those foods where you can feed 1 pound of food and get 2 pounds of poop out. I just don't understand how that happens, but some foods are that way, and most of them are poor quality foods. There's not a lot of digestibility involved. Sometimes you can feed your animal the wrong diet and get diarrhea. Here's a quick story. A lady who was a vegetarian decided that her cat should become a vegetarian too. Well, long story short, she lost two cats. They both died. And the reason they died is because cats are obligate carnivores, meaning they have to have meat to survive. They cannot survive on vegetables. You and I are omnivores, and so is your dog. You can eat meat and vegetables both, but cats are obligate carnivores. So when you go to the zoo and you watch them feed the big cats, I'll bet you've never seen them throw heads of lettuce out there. They always throw big hunks of meat to the big cats. That's because cats have to have meat. This lady felt badly, but she thought her cat should be a vegetarian since she was a vegetarian. A lot of diseases cause diarrhea. Liver disease can do it. Kidney disease can do it. And like we talked about last week, the human vomiting diarrhea kind of flu can cause it. One of the most common diseases causing diarrhea is plain old bacterial enteritis. That means bacteria got into their system that they couldn't get rid of, and it caused a diarrhea. That's why you, as a human, wash your hands after you go to the bathroom every time. Your dog goes out, picks up something that shouldn't be picked up, and so on and behold, he's got some bacteria, becomes an enteritis, and gets diarrhea. Contaminated food is one of those things, too. What I'm talking about is the cyclosporin outbreak. It was in lettuce. Cyclosporin can be on anything. Actually had a farmer come in the other day and tell me that his cattle had been diagnosed with cyclosporin in the baby calves and wanted to know if I had any other ideas as to what they were doing. Diarrhea can come from lots and lots of causes. One of the things that we can deal with that is actually going on, and that is parasites, worms. Two particular kind of worms, hookworms and whipworms, both of which are too small to see in the poop sample. One's the size of a hair and the other one's just a little bugger. Those things can cause diarrhea, and it can be a very bad, profuse, smelly diarrhea that you think is something else, and in fact, it is the worms. To find that out, what you need to do is bring us a fresh stool sample. Fresh doesn't have to be warm, but it can't be hard, and it can't be frozen in the wintertime. So bring us a fresh sample. What we do is we mix that with a sugar solution, causes the eggs of the worms to float to the surface. We look at them under the microscope, and we can identify, number one, if you have worms, and number two, what kind of worms they are. So if you get diarrhea, if your dog gets diarrhea, not if you, if your dog gets diarrhea, what do you do? Well, call me. First thing I'll ask you is what kind of food are you feeding? Have you seen any dead things in the yards? And what color and what consistency is the diarrhea? One of the things that you can do if you can't get a hold of me and you want to do something at home, you can give a little Pepto-Bismol. Now, the dosage is a little tricky on dogs. Don't give the same thing you would humans unless your dog weighs the same as you do. Pepto-Bismol can only be given 2 or 3 times because it interferes with calcium and phosphorus absorption. The bis in Pepto-Bismol is bismuth, and it's a heavy metal group, and it interferes with calcium and phosphorus. One of the things that people get most excited about is blood in the stools. Blood in the stools can be very bad. If the stool comes out black and tarry, and I mean sticky, you've got a bleed high in the intestinal tract, probably in the stomach or early part of the small intestine. If it's bright red blood, it's probably coming from the colon. The dark stools are much more important than the bright red. Sometimes you get a little bleeding just from straining to go to the bathroom. Constipation sometimes will make you think your dog has diarrhea, and that sounds strange. But when your dog is badly constipated, some of the fluids ooze around the blockage and come out as a yellow, stringy, foul-smelling thing that looks like diarrhea and in fact is not diarrhea at all. I have one thing that I want to caution people. All of you out there that are using Prevacox for the arthritis in your dogs needs to call our office. We had a bad thing happen this last week, and we're trying to help correct so it doesn't happen again. Dog was put on Prevacox. We did not do blood work ahead of time. As a result of that, the dog probably had some bad kidneys, and the Prevacox accentuated the problem, and the dog unfortunately passed away. Now, I don't want that to ever happen again, so if your dog is on Prevacox, we're trying to make a list of all of our clients that are on it. If you're one of those, please give us a call. Get set up. We need to do some blood tests on your dog. For the sake of your dog, please give us a call. This is Dr. Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa. Our number is always 243-2121.